Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Nicole Kamangian, and I'm here with Cody Richard and the host of the show, Jeff Rappaport. This is episode 209, and today we're going to be covering hybrid interest rates. While listening to this episode, if you have questions, just head over to the Creative Financing Podcast Facebook group. If you're not part of the community, just search the Creative Financing Podcast in Facebook and ask to join. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, you can always ask your questions in the comments below. If you get value from this episode, please like, share, and subscribe to the show. It lets us know that you're learning and enjoying the content, and it motivates us to continue to create these episodes for you guys. We also want your feedback, so please rate and review us wherever you listen.
So today we are going to talk about, and I call it a hybrid interest rate. I don't even know if that's really a name. I kind of created that. I've kind of created this. It is not, seriously, I may have taken it from somewhere, but I have no recollection of doing that. So I feel like I've come up with this. And I think everyone will find this interesting, and maybe because we're now doing it on YouTube, that it'll be a little easier to understand. And I wanted to make sure that we're clear on it, because I don't want people to go out and use it and not use it properly. So, Cody, why don't you take control, and I want to just work on what I would call simple interest, which is a really easy concept to understand. And we'll work through a calculator.
All right.
So if we take $100,000 amount.
And this is simple interest?
Yes, simple interest.
Okay. $100,000.
Yeah. And if we just take, let's say, an interest rate of 3%.
Okay.
So when we talk about simple interest, that this is a little different calculation. You know, you would take 100,000 times 0.03. You just convert your interest rate to a decimal, and you get 3,000. Now, 3,000 would be the interest for the year. So if you wanted to know what that translates into monthly, you would then divide it by 12. And that would be $250 simple interest. Okay. And normally simple interest is also interest only. So let's say I offered on Nicole's house that I'll pay you $100,000. And I'll pay you 3% interest only. This would be my calculation. And you would be getting $250 a month, $3,000 a year. But when, let's say 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, I still owe you $100,000, right? There's no principal going on here. Is that clear?
Yeah, and you can do this with principal as well, right?
You can. Okay. But really what it would be is if you were paying 3%, unless you're going to amortize it. So if you amortize it, you can amortize it over any amount of time that you want, right? 30 years, 15 years. 18 years, 8 years, whatever you want. The lower the amount of term or amortization term, the higher the payment's going to be. The longer you amortize it out, the lower the payment. When you're doing simple interest, it is almost always that there's no principal. If we were to do any principal, we'd add it on top, right? So it might be 3% interest, but your payment's not $250 a month. It's $300, $400, something. Okay. The added money that's paid is going toward principal. And that's kind of the breakdown of this hybrid interest rate. When I call it a hybrid, it is actually kind of a mix between an amortized payment and a simple interest payment. Okay, so but let's look at something. Let's put an example next to this, Cody.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's say that we have a property that we're buying for $250,000.
Got it.
Okay, and let's put it in two different columns. Okay, so we're going to do something on one column. We're going to do something else on another column.
Okay.
All right. So the first column, let's say that we're going to just do an amortization. Okay. So we would put $250,000 present value.
Okay.
Let's say 3% interest. Amortized over 30 years.
Sure.
So 360 months. Because anytime we amortize something, it's always in months.
Okay.
Okay. So our payment would be $1,054.01.
So we're bringing this all the way down to zero?
What do you mean
zero? Is there a term on it?
You mean like a balloon?
Yeah.
No balloon.
Okay.
Well, actually, why don't we just determine, okay, after 10 years, let's say 10-year balloon.
Okay.
So 120 months. The balance would be $190,049.52. Okay. All right. Now let's take a hybrid interest rate. Okay. So let's take the $250,000 again. Same interest. Okay, so now here's where this is going to change. Okay, so let's take, if we're going to do a balloon payment, then let's say it's going to be 10 years. So now the term, instead of 360, is going to be 120.
So it's like amortized over 120?
Uh-huh. No? Well, okay. It's going to be the hybrid interest rate, but this is how you would figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So in example A, we actually figured out what the payment would be, right? But we had three of the variables and we calculated for the fourth variable. Right. So we took our $250,000 present value, 3% interest, 360 as in, and we solved for payment. Okay. So what I do is, and we're going to go into this in more depth in some subsequent episodes. What I do is I'm going to look at a couple of different things of where I want my payment to be. So one would be, hey, what would your payment be if you were going to amortize it within, you know, reasonable interest rates of where they are right now? So right now, interest rates, if you were an owner-occupant, yeah, you're probably somewhere around 3.75 to 4% is my guess, somewhere in that range. So if I took the same example, 250 and 3.75 interest rate, 30 years, so it'd be 1157. If it, we went to 4%, it would be 1193. So I'm getting, you know, I already know at 3%, it's at 1,054. So it's going to range from somewhere around, you know, 1,054 to about $1,200.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So here's what you need to understand about the hybrid interest rate. The higher the payment, the more the money will go toward principal. Okay, so because this is a longer term, 10 years, you don't want necessarily, and maybe you do, but it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish and what the seller's needs are. So I'm going to just choose the payment, okay? And I can make it whatever I want. But here's what you need to understand. If I make it like $1,000 a month, which is less than the 3%, then my pay down is not going to be as big, right? But I might be able to create better cash flow. If I make my payment $1,200 or $1,250, I'm not going to get the same kind of cash flow. However, I'm going to get more principal pay down. Okay. So let's just take payment of $1,150 a month.
And just so I make sure I understand, in the first part we went through, kind of column A there, that's still principal and interest together, right?
That's an amortized deal.
Okay. Gotcha.
30 okay. years. Yep.
That's just a typical amortized deal.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you said the payment on column
B. $1,150.
Okay.
All right. Can you switch over to a calculator now?
Yeah. Financial or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just want to let people see. You put this in. Okay. So let's put $250,000.
That's the present value.
Yep. 3%.
Okay.
And we are going to enter 3% just like we would any other time. It's not a decimal, right? 120.
That's
one of the big differences, right? That we are, okay, we're actually putting the amount of time that we're trying to figure out the balloon payment. Okay. So what will be due at the end of a certain amount of time? And then we are picking the payment, right? I have not calculated anything other than I found a range of where payments would be. So let's put in 1,150 as a negative.
Negative, yep.
Okay, so we've actually put in four variables now, and we're going to solve for the fifth, which is future value.
Okay.
So now you get $176,635.76, right?
Yep.
Let's go back to your other screen where you have the two columns.
Okay.
All right. So let's look at this for a second. What we did here, let's put that balloon payment of $176,635.
Hey, podcast listeners, it's Nicole here. I just wanted to stop for a brief second to ask you, if you're getting any value from this episode, please head over to wherever you listen and rate and review us. It makes it to where we can continue to make these episodes for you guys. If this is your first time listening, please subscribe to this podcast. If you're more of a visual learner, we also have a YouTube channel. You just have to go to the Creative Financing Podcast channel on YouTube, and all of the new episodes have a video to follow along. Make sure you're subscribing, liking, and commenting on those videos. Thanks for listening, and let's get back to the show.
Okay. So here you have the same price, the same interest rate, but we're amortizing the first one, column A, over 30 years. That gave us a payment of $1,054. In column B, we did have all the same things, except that we decided that we will make a payment of $1,150. And now you see the difference in balloon payments, right? It's almost, it's like $13,400 difference, right? So I want to do one more, and let's do it exactly the same as A, but not with not being amortized. So the same, we're just going to make the payment the same. Okay, so it's exactly the same, except that instead of using $1,150, we'll use $1,054.
Okay.
So $250 present value, 3%. 120 months and 1,054 negative as payment. And then I'll have you switch back over to your calculator.
It should come out as the same, right?
Oh, you'll see.
No spoilers. It was
1,054. Okay, so solve for future value.
Okay, $190,050.
So A and C are pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So really what's happening here is, if you think about it, we are the interest rate. If you look at this in terms of, and we'll write this down as soon as he's done, okay? So just below this, Cody, right? Let's do 250,000 times 0.03. Okay, that equals 7,500. So what is that, Nicole? What is that represent?
The interest rate.
No, the 7,500. But what would that represent?
What you're paying in interest, I'm guessing. Yeah,
that is correct, right? $7,500. Okay, so if we are paying,
and that's for the year, right?
That is for the year, right? But if we're paying $1,150 a month. So do 1150 right below this, Cody.
Okay.
1150 times 12. Equals 13,800.
And that's our total payment for the year.
That is correct. That's what we would be paying in number B, letter B.
Gotcha.
Okay. So if you do 13,800 minus 7,500, we have about 6,300 going toward principal.
So that's our principal pay down for the year.
So now, let's see if this is right. 6,300 times 10 would be 63,000. I'm just doing a quick calculation. All right, so if you look at our second option B, okay? Since we're paying down the principal by about 6,300 for the year, if we times it by 10 years, we will come up with $187,000. Okay, that would be the balance. So really what we've done is the calculator, because we're putting in the number of the term, the 120 months, it's literally amortizing it. So just like in column A, if you looked at an amortization schedule, so month one through month 360, you will see that, hey, a small amount of interest or a small amount of principal is paid at the beginning, a larger amount of interest. And every single month, it changes just a little bit, right? A little more principal, a little less interest, a little more principal. And as you get into 10, 15 years into the loan, now you are paying a significant amount more in principal than you are in interest, 20 years, even more. So that's the same thing that's going on with our hybrid interest rate. And that's why we're able to control this and make it so that we can kind of tailor it to what we're trying to accomplish. And in the next few episodes, we'll go through examples where we are tailoring it to different needs that we either want or the seller needs, right? So one or the other. But I want to a couple of things that I want to explain and why it's good. Okay. So could I offer a seller principal only payments?
Yes.
Nicole, could I?
Yes.
I could. However, principal only payments aren't exactly they're not technically legal, right? We've covered this before. And when I say legal, it's not like you get thrown in jail or anything. It's not like you're violating any laws. However, if the IRS was to get involved, if the IRS was to audit the seller, the IRS doesn't believe in 0% interest, so they have what they call the lowest federal interest rate, and they will use that, and they will call it imputed interest, which means that they will apply that because, hey, they're looking for any way to get their share of their taxes, right? So on principal only, you're not paying any taxes on where there's no interest involved, okay? I use principal only regularly, and I know many people that do, but it's something that's come up. Actually, we just had a deal. Cody, you were involved in this deal where the attorney said you can't do that and ended up kind of killing the deal because of it. You don't run into that very often, okay? That by doing it this way, one, we are meeting that requirement, right? So if I looked up right now what the lowest federal interest rate might be, it might be 1.5 or 1.2 or 1.6. I don't even know what it is, okay? But because we're offering interest, we probably are certainly at 3%. We're totally fine there, okay? And normally I like to do 2.5. That's usually my kind of thing. Obviously, the lower the interest rate, the faster the principal pay down will be as well. Second, now I can show the seller how the seller is actually making more money than just the purchase price, right? So they are getting a benefit of maybe a good purchase price and interest. So if we looked at, let's say all of these examples are free and clear, okay? So if we looked at in column B, seller is collecting $1,150 a month payment times 120, that's $138,000 plus the balloon payment, $176,635 plus whatever the down payment might have been. Let's say there was no down payment. But based on that, just that alone, is that they will net $314,635. So they end up with another $64,000 and some change by doing it this way. And we get what we want, which is, hey, over a 10-year period of time, this loan pays down by almost $75,000, right? $74,000 maybe. And it's 14 grand less than if we amortized it. So for an extra $100 a month. Does that make sense? And Nicole, I'm coming to you if that makes sense, because if it doesn't, then we need to figure some, we need to go over it some more.
It makes sense, but I'm having a hard time, I guess, figuring out where the hybrid part comes in. Maybe define what that exactly means.
So the hybrid part is, this is a combination of simple interest, right? Because we're basically figuring out an interest rate. We know that, just like in our example where we took 250 times 0.03, and we know that 7,500 is the interest for the year.
Yeah. Is that the simple interest that you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. But that's what the interest portion would be on this deal, mm-hmm. right? And now we increased our payment to 1150, which means that we're paying for the full year, $13,800. And then if we deduct $7,500 from that $13,800, we would have $6,300 principal pay down. So let's look at this. So Cody, you think you can make room under the where you're writing in blue?
Yeah.
We'll just do another example. The same thing, $250,000. 3%.
Continue.
For 12 months.
12 years?
Nope, 12 months.
Okay.
At $1,150 per month.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the balloon payment would be $243,612. Okay, now I want you to scroll back up. Okay, so if this was exact, right, that balloon payment would be $243,700, right? Because there's $6,300. That's left over, that's going toward principal. Do you see that, Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it was just the simple interest and there wasn't this small amortization part to it, mm-hmm. then that balloon would be $243,700, because it would be $250 minus that $6,300.
Does that make
sense?
Yeah.
So that's why I call it a hybrid, because it's kind of in the middle of this simple interest and an amortized type loan. So by putting it in your financial calculator the way we do, mm-hmm. the calculator is taking the balance each month and reducing it based on that, just like you would on an amortization.
Okay.
So it's not a huge difference over a year, mm-hmm. but it starts to add up.
Right, over time.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So let me explain when this comes in really, really handy, and then we will wrap this up. We'll do some new examples. So when you are working on any kind of income property, whether it's single family rental, multifamily, apartments, storage units, commercial, doesn't matter. Okay. we're always looking for cash flow. And with the way prices are right now, prices are high. Cash flow is not as high as we would like it in relation to purchase price. So this is a way that we can use our payment to make sure that, one, the property will cash flow, or two, that we can get rapid principal pay down, or a combination of the two, right? And we'll go through an example, I think, next episode where you'll see why that's important. The next is hey, what if I'm doing a wrap? And when I say that, I'm buying a house and then I'm selling a house. So, and it doesn't even have to be a house, any kind of property, and I'm selling it on terms. So if it's at all possible, I would love my terms to the seller to be principal only or a hybrid kind of interest rate, right? Where we're getting rapid principal pay down. And I would like my terms from me to the buyer not to be that, right? So higher rate of interest, because that pays down less and less. The higher the interest rate, the less it pays down. The bigger the spread is for me. So I'm collecting a higher payment, and I'm going to get more money at the end because my payment's going to pay down much faster than the payment I'm collecting. Does that make sense?
So you're just creating equity every month throughout the deal as well. Okay.
That is correct. Okay. This is always better when the mortgage is small or that there's no mortgage. Okay, I've used it on properties that have debt, and you certainly can. But here's something that you need to consider is that if the seller has a loan, so in this case, let's say the seller was, they owed $230,000 on this example, okay, at 4%. And we're offering the seller $250,000 at 3% with this hybrid rate. If we have it go on long enough, you know, depending on where the seller is, you know, if the seller's 5 years into their loan, we're going to catch them. And then we're going to surpass them in terms of equity. So what that means is that we'll catch up to them much, we'll have our principal pay down occurring much faster than they will.
And they would owe us money at the balloon, at the time of balloon.
It's very possible. So those are things that you need to keep in mind. And that will be some pushback that you will get from sellers like, well, my interest rate's at 4%. Why would I accept 2.5 or 3? And what you need to know is, hey, depending on how long of a term we go and how much equity there is, that, now, you don't want to owe the seller less than they will owe on their underlying debt at the time of balloon. Okay. Otherwise, that does not work. Okay. All right. So, why don't we wrap this up? Any last questions, Nicole, Cody, either one of you?
No, nothing for me.
Does that make sense, Nicole, or are you totally confused? And it's okay to be a little confused.
I'm a little confused still, but maybe okay. In the next episode, we'll clear some things up.
Yeah, we'll use some more examples and I'll show you why I use it and how I use it. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So thank you for joining us. Hopefully that will help start to make sense out of this hybrid interest rate. If you're interested in learning more about creative financing, we have a Creative Financing Academy. And if you are interested in that, just reach out to me, get in our Facebook group, let me know that you want our free video. I will send that to you. You'll like it. It's basically start to finish, looking at deals, how to structure them, your mindset, what your exit strategies are, and coming up with multiple offers so that you can give a seller a choice. We have an apprentice program based on working virtually nationwide, wholesaling, buy and holds, creating notes, all of that kind of stuff. Again, you can reach out to me, Jeff, at We Offer Options, or Rebecca at We Offer Options. Happy to give you some additional information. Certainly join the Facebook group. And we now have what we were doing is the wholesale meetup once a month, the second Thursday of the month, every month, is now the creative the creative investor, creative investment meetup. And we will go over all kinds of different topics, real life information that you will be able to take and use in some way or another. Doesn't matter your experience level. I think that I'm confident that you will be able to take something from every meeting that we have. It's virtual and soon to be live. And if you want some more information about that, let us know. We'll get you a link. Any last words?
Nope.
Awesome. Nope. Go out there and create some terms. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.